Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all doing fine on this wonderful day. Today's Nach Daily is Tehillim chapter 95. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. We continue in the chapters written by Moshe Rabbeinu. This one has 11 psukim in it. This is a famous chapter we start the Friday night Kabbalah Shabbos davening with. It opens with the words, Lechu Neranana LaHashem, come let us sing to God. The classic question over here is, who are we inviting to sing along with us? And why do we say this psalm on Shabbos? The Likutei Torah in Parshas Pinchas explains we're actually inviting the angels to sing along with us. Because during the week, the angels are in a certain way separate from God. But on Shabbos, the angels return back to be absorbed into the oneness of God. However, they need our help. So on Shabbos, our neshamas get an extra boost of Kedusha, which elevates our souls to the highest place. In fact, we're even higher than the Malachim. Therefore, we call out to the angels from that high place and we say, Lechu Neranana LaHashem, join us, come let us sing together. This chapter reflects the Jewish people's reaction when they see Mashiach. It also deals with the ingathering of the exiles, which is the stages right before the final redemption. This is the stage we're currently living in, with the return of over 6 million Jews back to Eretz Yisrael from the four corners of the earth. The main theme in this parak is about how in the future we'll offer song and thanks to Hashem. God will show His kingship to the world and reign supreme. All of earth is His. Am Yisrael will unanimously urge and support each other in serving God. We'll all see how Hashem protected His flock and brought us one by one back to Eretz Yisrael. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 7 it says, Ki hu Elokeinu v'anachnu am mariso, v'tzon yado hayom im beklo tishmo. For He is our God, we are the people He tends, the flock of His care, today, if you would only listen to my voice. The Gemara in Sanhedrin 98 explains the following story based on this pasuk. Eliyahu HaNavi told Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi he could find Mashiach among the poor at the gates of Rome. Rabbi Yoshua went and found him. He asked Mashiach, when are you coming? Mashiach then answered, today. The night came and Mashiach still didn't come. Rabbi Yoshua went back to Eliyahu HaNavi and said, Mashiach lied to me. He said he would come today, but he didn't. Eliyahu then responded, this is what Mashiach meant to say, today, if you listen to my voice. Rabbi Nachman explains on this, this is a great rule in Avodas Hashem. A person should only take things one day at a time, not to look further than what he needs for that day. You shouldn't get ahead of yourself and start worrying about all sorts of things, especially when it comes to serving Hashem. You should only look at it as you only have that day, hour, and moment. One moment at a time. Because a person starts to look at life and think there's so much to accomplish, how can I possibly do it at all? A person pushes things off by thinking, tomorrow I'll start. Ein la ela hayom. We only have today. This very moment to start and accomplish. Each and every second is completely brand new. This is what Mashiach was telling Rabbi Yoshua. If you want to bring me, you need to start today and only do what you're supposed to do today. Don't look at any other time other than now. Then Mashiach will come. May we merit to utilize every second of our lives to serve Hashem as if now is the only moment to serve Him, even right now. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.